Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shavuos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, thank you so much for watching my wallet. Please return it to me. And Shimon says, what wallet? I watched your wallet? And he swears that he knows nothing about his wallet. When Shimon later admits that he lied, the Torah says not only does Shimon have to give him back what he took, he has to pay an additional fifth as a penalty, and he has to bring a korban asham. This is the first time over here we have a korban asham. Beshvuas Eidus, he brings a chatas. Here he brings an asham. That's called an asham gezelos. Now, though it's called Shvuas HaPikadon, but it really applies to all different kinds of money that Shimon may owe Reuven, and Shimon swore that it's not true. Shimon, you know I lent you money. Please pay it back. And Shimon swears. What? He swears. He doesn't owe him any money, and later admits he has to add a fifth and bring a carbon asham. Let's see our Mishnah. Shvuas HaPikadon Heges Ba'anashim U'Binashim. The halachis of Shvuas HaPikadon applies to both men and women. B'chaykim U'Bekroivim. To people who are not relatives as well as people who are relatives. In other words, the owner of the Pekadon is a Karev to the one that actually had the Pekadon. Reuven and Shimon are relatives. So maybe they are, maybe they're not. It makes no difference. B'Ksherim U'B'Psulim. It applies to people who are fit to serve as Edim, as well as those who are unfit to serve as Edim. Now, a lot of these things aren't chidushim. It's just that certain things don't apply to Shavuos HaEdus, like Shavuos HaEdus is only by men, not by women. So therefore, the Mishnah is just being uniform. It states each kind of Shavuah, where it applies, where it doesn't apply. Zok to Mishnah Vayit. Now here it's a little tricky how we touch the words, so listen carefully. Bifnei Bezen or Shaloi Bifnei Bezen. The Einish for Shavuos HaPikadon applies. The carbon they would have to bring applies. Whether the person swears in Bezen or outside of Bezen, if it's Mipi Atzmai, as long as the Shavuah came from his own mouth. In other words, as long as he says, I swear, I don't owe you anything. Or when Reuven is Mashbi'im, he says, Amen. However, if it's Mipi Acherim, if the person did not make the Shavuah himself, Reuven says to Shimon, can I please have back my wallet? Or one of the other things that you owe me money for. And I impose a Shavuah upon you. And he answers, I have nothing of yours. He didn't say, I swear, or answer, Amen. He simply repeated that he owes nothing. So he never really made the Shavuah himself. Even answering Amen is like making the Shavuah yourself. Here he didn't answer Amen. He never said he swears. But the charge was, I'm mashbi'a you, and he answers, I have nothing of yours. In that case, Einai Chayiv, he is not Chayiv, Ashi Yichpa by Bibezn. He wouldn't have to bring a carbon unless he denies it in Bezdin Divei Reb Meir, as I held Rebbe Meir. The Chachamim say, Beimipi Atzmai, Beimipi Acherim. Whether it comes from his own mouth, he says, I never had your wallet. He swears to that effect. For that matter, if he answers, Amen. And Beimipi Acherim. Whether he neither swore, either he swore himself, or he answered Amen. Both are called Mipi Atzmai. Or it was Mipi Acherim. Shimon never actually said, I swear. He never answered Amen. It's just that Reuven says, I'm Mashbia you. Give me back my money. And his response to that is, I have nothing of yours. Kimush a kafra, but once he denies it, even outside of Bezdin, Chayiv, he has to bring the carbon asham. Zok the Mishnah weiter, v'chayiv al zedoin hashvuah. Now here he doesn't say v'nelam. In most cases, by a carbon chatas, it's only b'shaygig. But here, by the shvuah, sapakadon by the asham, it doesn't say he didn't know about it. So even if he knew very well that he had his wallet, not only that, he knew for lying you have to bring a carbon asham. Well, the Maisa, now he admits he has to bring the carbon. For that matter, Val Shigi Gosa im Zedoin HaPikadon. He didn't know you have to bring a carbon, but he did know that he does have the wallet. It's not like he didn't realize he wasn't lying. So he's a shigig about the carbon, but he's amazed about the Pikadon. Now, if he didn't know that he owed him the money, when he said, what? I don't have any money of yours. I never took your wallet. He taka believed that. Only that night he went to sleep. He was thinking, Chutzpah Reuven says that it's true. I forgot I did. So he was taka shaygig. When he swore he doesn't know anything about the wallet, he really meant it. So then, ve'ein chayav al shigigasa. Then he wouldn't be chayav a carbon. But again, if he did know that he had the wallet or had the money, so whether he did or didn't know it, you have to bring a carbon for lying, but lamaisi he lied. But for that mazen, he has to bring a carbon. So the Mishnah concludes by asking, umachayav al zidayna, what is the chiyah for a person who makes this shvuah and lies? And for the Mishnah, Asham b'kesef shkalim, he has to bring a carbon Asham that costs at least two Silver Shkalim. Okay, quickly hazring over. Shvuas HaPikadon is no heges b'anoshim u'benoshim, both by men and women. Chiddush being that by Shvuas Eidus it's only men, so here it's both men and women. But chaykim u'bekraivim, people who are not relatives as well as people that are, people that are kashel Eidus, people that aren't. Then the Mishnah told us that the einish for Shvuas HaPikadon makes no difference whether he swears in court or out of court, as long as it came from his own mouth. He said, I swear I don't owe you anything. Or he says, amen, when they impose a shvua on him. But if the person did not make the shvua himself, but Reuven said to Shimon, I am mashbi you, I impose a shvua upon you. And he answers, I have nothing of yours. So the person denying it, he didn't say, I swear, or answer, amen. He simply repeated what he had said beforehand. Then he would only be chayiv if it was in Bez Nezehal Trib Meir. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say it makes no difference. Once he denies it, even outside of Bezdin, he is chayiv. Then the Mishnah told us he has to bring this carbon asham, even if it's b'mezid. He knew he was lying. He knew you have to bring a carbon. Or he knew he was lying, although he didn't know you have to bring a carbon. But if he didn't know he was lying, in other words, he didn't lie, Taka thought that he doesn't owe him any money, then he does not bring the carbon asham. When he does bring a carbon, what does he have to bring? The Mishnah told us, an asham bekesef shkalim, he has to bring a carbon asham that costs at least 2 silver shkalim.